Because that's what I think, too, and I had forgotten to bring that up myself. So thank you for bringing that up, and I think you're right on. And there's a very good chance that each of those people, that all of those, you know, Obama supporters that have been profusely disappointed in our president's performance to date will be distrustful of the mainstream media and go ahead and vote for Ron Paul if they get a chance to. Yeah, Charlie.
You're bringing up a very interesting point there, one that came up on my program the other day. If Rochelle's still listening, I encourage you, Rochelle, if you're still registered as a Democrat, you will have to change that. You could register as a Republican, but if you don't care to do that, you could register decline to state. Simply don't, you know, affiliate yourself with any party. Either of these actions will enable you to vote for Ron Paul when the Republican primary is held here in California, which will be, I believe, the first Tuesday in June. The point I'm making here, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, Ron Paul can win, Ron Paul can win, and I made the point, you know, nobody's voting for him, at least very much fewer people than are voting for the other people. So what I would urge you to do, if you have all these supporters out there who somehow, you know, are not manifesting themselves, which seems unlikely because the level of commitment of Ron Paul supporters seems to be very high. But nevertheless, just communicate with people. Okay, participate in the process. Don't just talk about Ron Paul. Vote for him.
Well, thank you. That's one more vote.
That's good advice for sure.
Thank you, Charlie, for offering good advice.
Rochelle, you say you're a lifelong Democrat. And
yes.
Can I assume you are now supporting Ron Paul?
Yes.
May I ask what brought you to that point? How did you hear about him, and what made you make that rather large leap?
Well, I have been aware of Ron Paul for a long time. I originally had been actually a Clinton supporter. I'd written him a couple of letters, you know, thanking him for what he was doing. And then the last term of the Clinton legacy, if you will, I saw that he did giving America to large corporations, basically, if you will. I could never have considered voting Republican when George Bush was running. And when Ron Paul was running at that time, to me, the most important thing was to keep Bush out of office, where, of course, I failed miserably, as many people did. But I just think his message is one that really, really needs to be heeded to. We have lost so many of our rights. I mean, so many rights have been taken away in the last decade, and so many of our personal freedoms that we may never, ever get back again if we don't take this opportunity right now. Our country is not the country that I grew up in, where I had a chance to get a great education for not a lot of money, and I've been able to earn a good living. My kids do not have any of the
Rochelle, privileges. I'd like to really underscore that point that you just made up. We have a president that signed off on the NDAA, and we also, the other Republican candidates, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Mitt Romney, all support the National Defense Authorization Act, where freedom of speech is just, it's done. You know, they can say that we're terrorists and lock us up, and we no longer have any rights. We can't get a lawyer. We can't make a phone call. We're just locked away, and it's indefinite.
Chris, if that's the case, then how is it you're walking the streets a free man?
Well, I'm lucky, I guess.
Oh, come on. Goodness gracious me. Do you actually believe that there really are not people attempting to kill Americans today? We saw it happen September 11th. We've seen it happen since then. That guy Mutalib, who was trying to blow up the airliner in Detroit, just got 3 life sentences or something like that. You know, Henry Kissinger once said, even paranoids have enemies, and we really do. And to turn a blind eye to that and to simply say we shouldn't do anything to attempt to uncover terrorist activity in our country and to protect innocent lives, I think is just inadmissible.
Charlie, I absolutely disagree with the idea that we have to give up habeas corpus to be free. I absolutely disagree with that concept.
And so
and
do I.
And it really appalls me.
I wish they had taken Nidal Hassan, that major who blew off those people at Fort Hood. I wish they'd have taken his corpus and habeased it for a while and maybe kept him from killing a bunch of innocent people.
Okay.
But the problem is if we take the freedoms of the citizens of this country, what do we have left? What are we defending if we're not defending a free country? What are we even bothering if we're simply putting laws into place where it makes the citizens of this country not free and not having the rights that we're supposed to be protecting?
We have always been in the business of taking away the freedom of people who violate our laws and who kill and who rob and who maim and who murder.
Now we're in the business of taking it away from people who can be accused of violating laws.
And who don't do any of those things.
Yeah, who don't, but they can just be accused of
so
it.
You're taking away rights
from people who are not accused of anything.
So you're advocating then that we simply say, well, until you actually, you know, bring down a building or, you know, blow up the Oklahoma City Federal Building or something, come what may, we shouldn't be investigating you. We shouldn't be looking for you. We shouldn't be trying to find you. We should not be proactive.
I think that's a lot of fear-mongering rhetoric.
Yeah, there is a concept.
Innocent people have died.
And there's a concept. It's innocent until proven guilty. And I think that we've reached a point because of so much fear that we don't even want to think about that.
Yeah. Darren Davis is extremely upset. He sent me an email that came in at 10:41 a.m. It says, Michael, you don't need Friedman to repeat the same old mantra of the Republican establishment, in quotes. If he disagrees with Ron Paul's foreign policy, then he agrees with Obama's foreign policy. The media does not report the true death toll in the Middle East, but the best estimates are 1 million Iraqi men, women, and children were killed by our military. We will kill at least as many in Iran as well. Bush, Obama, Romney have exactly the same foreign policy, that of the global elite. Find someone else to take over Friedman's afternoon show. He bores the crap out of me. Darren A. Davis, 2150 Garden Road, Suite B3, Monterey, California. Well, but
the gentleman is entitled to his opinion.
Yeah.
His numbers have been, you know, that number of 1 million casualties, that reminds me so much back in the 80s when Reagan was president, some homeless advocate came out and said there are 3 million people homeless in the United States, and the mainstream media all picked it up and printed it like established fact. And some months later, somebody asked him, well, you know, what is your research? Where do you, you know, where does this number come from? He said, well, it sounded right to me. And that number is one which has been published around. I've seen it, and it is the interest of the media to, you know, to attempt to denigrate our efforts in various parts of the world, and they do this. But that number is imaginary.
Humble Brian is up next on the Saturday special. You're on, Humble Brian the Great.
Hi, Michael. It's very interesting. It was just within the last few days I decided that I believe that Ron Paul might be our last for liberty, and I'm riding around with a hand-drawn sign on the back of my car that says, I trust Ron Paul. He's the only one I trust that's running, and I think that slogan should be magnified. I think everyone listening that likes Ron Paul, I think it's very important. Get it made a sign. Make that one of the slogans. I trust Ron Paul. He can win.
Plain old trust Ron Paul?
Well, I think an individual making a statement is powerful.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But you know, there could be a tremendous groundswell for him. I mean, but we have to watch the tabulations of the votes, as we've already seen, where the exit polls showed that he had very high numbers, and when the results came out, they were different, and we've seen in Maine there's some hanky-panky. So
we've had two GOP chair people step down right after the caucuses, too, which is quite interesting.
Yes. Hi, Ellie. Because the GOP will resist him. They won't want him. You know, they might. The real heads of the GOP, the real powers, there might actually want Obama more than more than almost anybody, because it's a global thing going on. Remember that. There's a global agenda going on, and Obama's their man. And the powers that control both parties are global now. They're not loyal to America. So if there has to be a third party, I would just take the chance. I would say, what the hell's the difference? Might as well go all out. And the American people, I think, are ripe and ready at this point when they say, the hell with both parties. And, you know, and anything could happen. What I want to say is I think Ron Paul can win. I think he has a chance. I don't think he has enough experience as a community organizer. Obama's got him beat there, maybe.
I don't know. I've seen the thousands upon thousands of people that show up to see him everywhere he goes. He's pretty good at organizing the community.
Well, I was being facetious.
Okay.
I think a good thing that we need to look at is Mitt Romney's his headquarters in Colorado right after the caucus and primary night. He was ready for a victory, and he did poorly, and he had very few people there. Whereas Ron Paul, you could say he did poorly, and he packed the house. And there is a lot of support. I believe that the support could be considered almost a sleeping giant. Like, there's supporters who don't know their supporters yet, and they will get excited.
More than that, there are a lot of people who are just looking for someone real. That's what I get from Ron Paul. He's real. That's why I say I trust him. He's the only one yet that really cares about America. I think Rick Santorum cares, but he's still got other, you know, things he's attached to, you know, the religious thing and all, which is fine. I love Jesus. That's all fine. But he's not purely 100% for what's absolute best for liberty and freedom in America. He doesn't mention the Federal Reserve, you know, a lot of things like that. Ron Paul seems to really genuinely want to save the country. And he's an elder statesman. I think he has some wisdom. I like him. I trust him. I'm going to go with Ron Paul.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
One moment. In defense of my party, you know, I've heard the Republican Party slammed a lot here. It is the Republican Party which has provided a forum for Ron Paul over the years. He has served as a Republican member of Congress for a quarter of a century, and he has been invited and participated in every single Republican candidate's debate that's been held, in spite of the fact that there are other declared Republicans running for president who have not been on the stage. So this idea that somehow the Republican Party has decided, well, we're going to silence Ron Paul, we have provided this gentleman a forum, which he has used to tremendous effect, and I respect him for that. But
if Ron Paul gets a nomination, you watch the Republican Party stand down.
No, if he actually wins, if he wins the nominee, whoever our candidate is will get the full bore support of the party. That's what getting the nomination means.
You will see the big cats stand down because they don't give a damn about America.
That's different. Now you're talking about fat cats, big contributors, and like that. I'm talking about the party organization. That's two different things.
I'm talking about the power of the Republican Party that has betrayed our country, just like the Democrats have. They all stink, and the American people want to kick them all in the ass. And if there's a third party, it could happen.
Don't you love Humble Brian the Great?
They'll do about as well as the LaFollette progressives.
Yeah, and I remember when you hung up on me on your show and didn't even let me talk. You said I wasn't a serious candidate for Senate, and then you knifed me after you knocked me off the air.
So you weren't, so I really don't feel too sorry for that.
Well, you weren't fair. Anyway, God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you anyhow. That takes a big man to God bless somebody who hung up on him and didn't take him seriously.
God bless him. God bless him. He's a good soul. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye, Humble Brian. There goes Humble Brian.
I appreciate that in the spirit in which it was intended. Thank you.
Okay, good. Here comes Thomas in Scotts Valley. Hi, Thomas. You're on the air on KSCO.
Hey, Michael, thanks for providing this venue.
Waiting so damn long.
And I've got things to say.
Yeah.
Before I make my points, I'd like to suggest that you would mull over having a Ron Paul Road to the White House series until the primaries at whatever interval you'd like to have so we can do this again and again and again.
Sure. Well, you know what? I'm okay. Sure. Let's do that. Let's figure out a time. Let's figure out a regular time to do that. I think that'd be great because I think that I think that would be serving humanity.
Can I make a suggestion?
I don't want to promote these other assholes.
Thank you. I didn't have to say that.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion as to when you should do that?
What? When?
As soon as Dr. Paul actually wins any contest for actual delegates, and actually places first, that's when you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlie, that's exactly the you played my promo for the last 2.5 days or two or three days.
I not only played it, I emphasized it.
You emphasized it. You did ridicule it a little bit, and that's okay. You have a right to do that.
Well, I took exception to the idea that that you put forward that, you know, there's only one candidate here who's a decent human being.
There is only one candidate who's
a decent human
being.
No, and this is the, you know, what absolute, that's what the Obama people, all the Republicans are foul human beings. Most of us are not foul human beings. Mitt Romney is not a foul human being. Rick Santorum is not a foul human being. Ron Paul is not a foul human being. Can't we come to the point where we're willing to recognize the fundamental decency of another human being and simply say, I disagree?
They're all the same. Can't you see that?
We're not talking about...
You're a smart guy, Charlie. You're the smartest guy in Watsonville. Okay?
Yeah,
can't you see that they're all the same?
No, I can't.
What is it? What's it going to take to get you to see that they're all the same?
Because
you're a smart guy.
Maybe the caller can enlighten us.
I thought you were.
Yeah, please.
Maybe the caller can enlighten us as to why they're the same.
I'm not really, I'd like to make my points first before we get into that. One thing I'd like to say, Charlie, is this. You talked about Ron Paul like he didn't have any foreign policy experience. I suggest that you read his book, A Foreign Policy of Freedom. It's 30 years of his collected floor speeches, and I think that might change your mind possibly. Anyway, moving on, Santorum he's not on five-state ballots. He can't get the nomination. That's not going to happen. Gingrich isn't on two. Romney's not going to get it either. You got four guys in fighting for delegates, and none of them are going to have the required amount.
You mean Gingrich?
What people are failing to understand here is Ron Paul's ground support is so strong. He is going to control. Right now, we've had nine states, caucuses, and primaries.
Right.
And what people are totally missing on these delegate counts that the mainstream media is putting forth is Ron Paul's ground troops are filling a majority of those slots, and they are going to control the state platforms and who goes to Florida and what they say in Florida. I think that it's too late for any of the other three candidates at this point already.
Let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're predicting then that by the time the convention is held, nobody will have a majority.
Absolutely.
The convention itself is actually going to have to do what conventions are supposed to do and choose a candidate. And you're further maintaining that Ron Paul's supporters in other places will have put supporters of his into delegate slots to be able to deliver the nomination.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen. On the other hand, I'm not going to sit here and tell you flat out that it won't. I, for one, would love to see a bird convention.
Okay, that's where I want to see it go too. I don't think you've been following this that closely, like the reporters have, because he is filling them all. So anyway, moving on, he's not winning the popular vote. I think in three states due to outright fraud, and if you Google Edward True, you'll see that the entire GOP, I don't know what you want to call them, are cheating Ron Paul out of popular wins. There was three states that he should have won in. He does internal polling that's never wrong. It's never off by a percentage or two. And it was drastically wrong. In a couple of those, three of those states.
I seem to recall, you know, people who are losing elections always come up with, we was robbed. I still listen to people who tell me that John Kerry won the 2004 election because the exit polls said he did, whereas the votes didn't. At the end of the day, it's the certified vote to count. And no, nobody rips off
votes. How do you certify a vote like in Maine when you only have 84% of the vote in? Come on.
Hey, this reminds me of a quote from Stalin It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes.
Counts
and right now,
votes.
It's the GOP counting the votes.
You got it. And they're having their caucus today in Maine. I think it's over with. I haven't checked to see what happened, but they called one county, Washington County, over a snowstorm that was supposed to develop. And that was the county that he had the most support in 2008 on the ground for delegate positions.
Hey, Thomas, I remember reading about that. Thomas, we got to go, but thank you so much for waiting, and I wanted to give you more, but we got to make sure we got everybody who's waiting and waited a long time. God, there's poor Paul in Felton who's waited over an hour. I can't believe it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Michael. I hope to be on your next show when you have this.
Okay, great. Yeah, so send me an email, okay, so we can get back in touch with you, okay? MZ@KSCO.com. We need to take a commercial break, but then I promise we'll go to Paul and Felton, who by that time will have waited an hour and 5 minutes or something. But anyhow, it's the KSCO Saturday special with Christopher Hoops, Ellie Black, MZ, all you the callers, and the pilot in command is Easton Allen. Here we go with a commercial break.
KSCO and the Boys and Girls Club present Wet Art, a unique event at the landmark Rittenhouse Building, Santa Cruz, February 18th from 6 to 11 p.m. 36 original creations by local artists using surfer wetsuits will be auctioned to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Santa Cruz. Edible delights will be featured from Paradise, Clouds, Pono, El Palomar, and Stagneros, with dessert by Marini's and Surf City Coffee. Enjoy a silent auction and wine from Hunter Hill Winery. Join us for an evening of artistic food and fun. Tickets may be purchased at O'Neill's, Annie Glass, and at www.wetart.org.
Hi, everyone. It's MZ. You know, I really appreciate colorful characters and super talented creative people. My friend Mark Lesnick is both. I call him the famous Mark from Mark Concrete, and he deserves to be famous. After all, how many people do you know who can make virtually anything out of concrete and have it be both beautiful and functional? Case in point, our recent state-of-the-art rebuild of our talk studio here at KSCO turned out better than we ever could have imagined, due largely to the centerpiece, a gorgeous custom-made table for our control board, microphones, headphones, and cough buttons, all made of jet black concrete with inlaid abalone shells, brass chips, and our call letters. Mark Concrete gave us exactly what we wanted and more. He can make anything for you out of concrete. Call Mark at 236-0000. That's 236-0000 and tell him MZ sent you.
For seniors, having close and accessible medical care is important. Here in Santa Cruz County, the majority of our local doctors and specialists are members of PMG, Physicians Medical Group. Local doctors who are close to you when you need them most. With PMG, you have your own personal doctor who sees you every visit. That's something to remember when considering a Medicare Advantage plan.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, it's hidden hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try.
Go to KSCOTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. KSCOTeam.com. That's KSCOTeam.com. Okay, we're back in the home stretch of hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special on Ron Paul. I want to amplify that last voice that belongs to me. I don't say, I'm going to probably make a promo that says this. You hear a lot of ads for Youngevity and Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Alex Jones and so forth on this station. I need to put it out. We would not be promoting these products if we didn't, from the bottom of our heart, believe and know that they work. So I want to let you know that if you go to KSCOteam.com and buy these products, okay, you're going to do good things for your body, and you're going to help this radio station survive and thrive, okay? And we're doing that with other radio stations, and this is how us independents are going to get together and reclaim this country, okay? That's what needs to happen. So I'm not feathering my own nest here, although it might sound like it. But if you go to, I'm going to ask you all, go to KSCOteam.com and check out some of these great nutritional supplement products. Everybody I know who tries them swears by them. They really, really are the real deal. KSCOteam.com. Okay, 15 minutes remain in this program. Everybody who is on the phone right now has been, some of whom have been waiting even more than an hour. We promise we're going to get you on the air here. Let's go to Paul in Felton. Paul, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
I appreciate the opportunity, and I have been waiting for a while because I really wanted to make a point on this subject because I think, Charlie, I am the reason that only Ron Paul can beat Barack Obama. I'm a lifelong Democrat. My wife's a lifelong Democrat. Neither one of us would consider voting for Barack Obama again. But let me tell you, neither one of us would vote for Romney, Santorum, or Gingrich. I'd rather not vote. So we are the reason why, with his 20% of the Republican Party, I guarantee he will get 20% of disaffected Democrats. And he's the only one that can get those disaffected Democrats. So, Romney, might as well just say Obama. And, Charlie, I would suggest you have a very strong blind spot when it comes to the Federal Reserve and how our country is being manipulated. And that is a real weakness, and you really need to look into and understand where Ron Paul is coming from and what the importance is. Because you've talked about it repeatedly, and you repeatedly have faith in a system that is failing you. And not only failing you, but ripping off our country, ripping off your, you know, my children's future, my children's children's future, and it's got to stop. And there's only one guy that's going to stop it, and that is Ron Paul. And he's the reason that I even have any faith in this electoral process, because I think what the other dollars raised in terms of voter fraud, I think your faith in the Republican Party, sadly misplaced. They want nothing to do with Ron Paul because he isn't going to feather their nest. Everybody else gets their nest feathered in this political business, but that's not his interest, and he will ruffle the feathers.
Hey, Paul and Felton.
And that includes the Republicans.
Paul and Felton, have you perchance had a chance to view the wonderful DVD called Thrive?
I have not.
Okay. Have you heard of it? Or is this the first time you
know?
Okay. Yeah. I was given a copy. I left a copy of this movie, a DVD called Thrive. It's about 2 hours and some change long. I was riveted to that movie last night. I'm sort of an airhead when it comes to attention span. I have ADD or ADHD or whatever they call that. And I was riveted to this. And we are going to try to get the producers of the makers of that film here on the Saturday special next week. That's what we're going to do. Okay. Now do a little Google search about Thrive.
Thrive. Okay.
Thrive. The movie.
So what's the subject matter?
Well, the producer is Foster Gamble, who apparently is a Santa Cruz area resident. And his wife, Kimberly Carter Gamble. And it gives a, wow, there's so much information packed into this movie about how the money system works and about toroids and energy fields and all kinds. It's so much for me. It's very difficult for me.
You need to watch it.
You really, really need to watch it. And if we get, if we get what I hope we get, this program, and actually Dr. Future has interviewed these people, these producers before. We hope to get them on the Saturday special next week. And if we confirm that in the next day or two, I'm going to get on the radio and have a promo that stresses that before next Saturday special, as many people watch this DVD as possible. I don't know if it's available in part on YouTube or whatever, whether you got to buy it. I don't know, but everybody should see it. It's worth seeing. Anyhow, we have only minutes left, and so I promise we get everybody in. So I'm going to let you go, Paul. Thank you very much for your call.
Bye-bye.
To the Saturday special. Let's see. Who's waited the longest? I guess that would be GT in Watsonville. Hey, GT, thank you for waiting. You're on the air on KSCO.
Thank you very much, sir. Ellie and gentlemen, thanks for the venue here to speak about this. I'll be quick and to the point. I've got like four of them, and I'll make them fast. First of all, yes, Ron Paul can be elected, yes. Second of all, I listen to Charlie. And I know Charlie's made decisions in his own life on how to live it, and God bless him, I respect him. He's very smart. MZ, you have too. But here's the point I'm going to make. I've got three sons and two daughters, and they're about the age that you need to be to get drafted into the military. And I'll tell you what, that's a point that hasn't been raised yet today. The fact of the matter is, I don't want the person in the White House who is the master of the executive branch, commander-in-chief, to be a man who will send our sacred, honored blood into battle for poppies or oil or any other crap out there. I want him to be a man who will defend the country with his honor and the honor of those men and women who have donated more to Ron Paul than to anyone else, because I believe they know in their hearts that he will only send them to do a job for the country and the country alone and not for some other issue.
Okay,
next. If you follow the money, Romney has spent 20 to 30 times, if you include the super PACs, more than Ron Paul. You get exposure, you get votes. You get exposure, you get votes. That's where the money goes. And you know what? Someone who is funded by that much money, it's not coming from the small people. It's not coming from the me or the neighbor. It's coming from the big people who are going to reap big benefits when Romney's elected, if he is. And that's what they're betting on. They're betting on the fastest horse, the best odds, and that's what they're running for. They want that horse to win because that horse gets in. He's got all these people to pay back. Next. Ron Paul is true to himself. He's true to us. He's never changed. He's never wavered. He's never given the hope and change speech and nothing. And he's never said, well, I did the health care, I didn't do the health care, or I'm for abortion or I'm against abortion. There's so many flip-floppers out there. Ron Paul's not one. Next. He can save the country. He can save the dollar. He wants to. He wants to make it right. The Federal Reserve is a disaster. And lastly, I'm right out of breath. The FDA is bought and paid for. It's run by Monsanto. Monsanto does not own Ron Paul. Things are approved by the FDA for our use that are toxins and poisonous. Listen to the Bright Side in the morning. Bright Side, Ben, 8 o'clock, KSEO. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for that very cogent here. That was JT and Felton. Let's see. Next up is Suzette in Monterey. Suzette, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you, MZ, and hi to everyone. I just love that you guys are talking about Ron Paul and supporting him. I echo all the positive things that people have said about Ron Paul. I started reading about him in 2000 and just had the utmost respect for him. I wanted to say that for people out there that support Ron Paul that have not changed party affiliation yet, that you need to do that before May 21st. If you're an absentee voter, you need to do that before May 9th, because that's critical that he win the primary. We really need this to happen. For Democrats that are on the edge, I mean, go to bluerepublican.org. It's a website devoted to Ron Paul and why Democrats are supporting him, like the lady that called in earlier. The other thing that I think is huge is the Thrive movie will really pull it together for people. a lot of the things that are going on because there's some really dangerous people that are behind the scenes pulling strings, and they are wrecking our lives. They're involved at FDA, they're involved at every level of government, and Ron Paul can be trusted to do his very best, and we have to support him and get involved with the political process. We have to unseat a lot of the current people that are in the Congress that are going along to get along. This NDAA thing, if that's not a wake-up call, I don't know what is. So I know there are other people probably waiting, but I just want to say, get involved with your meetup. Go to meetup.com. Get involved. Go to work. We cannot do this alone. I'm an assistant organizer here in Monterey. We have 60 people in our meetup, but only about 10 on a good week show up for meetings. We need everybody's help and participation, because if we all get together, we can make it happen, because there is election fraud going on. Ron Paul, you know, in Iowa, truckloads from the university towns where he had strong support, truckloads of ballots went missing. And that was a caucus state, Maine, same thing. We're hearing about this. It's not being reported on the Fair and Balanced Fox Radio. It's not being reported except for people like Edward True. So that's my piece. And
thank you, Suzette. Very happy you called the KSCO Saturday special at 479-1080. 5 minutes before 12 noon, 5 minutes before the end of the program. Margaret in Santa Cruz, it's your turn.
Hi, President O'Borson, President O'Bush, was clearly a questionable, distrustful, $800 million campaign, Goldman Sachs globalist, and he was a joke as a constitutional law professor, and just because he was a Constitution law professor, that really captured Americans, and we were ambushed and with deceptive sabotage, and now Ron Paul is all about our Constitution for real. And he is healthier than the majority of American populace at any age. And Ron Paul is pro-hemp, pro-organic, small farms, anti-Monsanto, anti-FDA, anti-Fed, with all the things that are destroying this country. Ron Paul is against that, and he is pro-peace.
Yeah. Hey, great. You said it all.
Yeah. Amen.
And
yeah.
He has declined the pension for the government. He has declined the government health care. He's just a good all-American guy.
Great.
He's going to win.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret. Michael in Santa Cruz, you're on the air real quick.
Hey, thanks, MZ. So first off, I'd like to say Ron Paul can win. And we got to hold those accountable of these caucuses, of these primaries, actually, those in charge of them, actually accountable. What do you think, this question's for Charlie, what do you think about Maine declaring Romney the winner with only 84% of the vote in?
And not counting the
county where Ron Paul actually won last time around.
And Charlie, please answer it quick, because we've got two other callers. Go ahead, please.
I think the caller has a good point. I think it was premature. I'm looking at the Maine vote right now. The entire state total adds up to something less than 1,000 votes. That's not just Mr. Paul's support. That's everybody's. So the only point I would make about the Maine caucuses is that such a tiny number of people participated in them that the result is really, kind of meaningless.
Okay, thanks very much. Amy in Scotts Valley, you're on the air.
I just wanted to ask Charlie if he's done his due diligence homework about Mitt Romney, and I dare say that he hasn't, because he's supporting him.
What's the homework that you want to?
Planet co-ops and things that he believes in, all the billionaires that are supporting him, and also he might prefer Mitt over Ron Paul, but I think that Ron Paul cares more about you than Mitt Romney does, and if you don't. So if we don't support Paul, he's our last chance. He doesn't even compare to these other ridiculous people. Obama and Bush are all the same. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Amy. Here's Troy in Scotts Valley. Troy, you're on the air quick.
This is not so great, Troy, and I'm a Charlie Friedman fan, but I don't think we're getting any kind of a choice in this election, and I think all we have is a protest vote, because I don't think things can be changed, but I am a Ron Paul fan, and I will vote for him.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. Our last caller today will be Kim in Watsonville. Kim, you're on the KSCO Saturday special.
Hi, MZ and Kate. Thank you. so much for the program.
Sure.
Strong Ron Paul supporter. He can win. There's a huge groundswell of support that is growing by leaps and bounds. The media is ignoring it. MZ, let's do a Ron Paul can win rally. I'll help you.
Okay. We'll put KSCO behind it, but we need someone to do the work. We need, you know, I guess you'll do that. Send me an email, Kim, please.
You can find us on Facebook. Santa Cruz Ron Paul Meetup, and there's also a meetup group on meetup.com.
Right.
And so you can contact us that way.
Charlie, thanks for going to
Let's
work
do
on
it
your,
again.
You bet. Charlie, thanks for going to work on your time off. Really appreciate it. Okay.
Once again, thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
Okay. And thank you, Ellie.
And
thank you,
everybody, listen to Happy Hour 4 to 7 weekdays on KSCO.
Indeed. And
I want to thank you, MZ, for having us here, and just remind everybody that they can find us on Santa Cruz Ron Paul Meetup, and there's also a phone number we can be reached at, 831-295-8150. That's 295-8150.
Listen to the rerun tonight from 10 to midnight p.m. And after, I think it'll be posted tomorrow or Monday on KSCO.com at the podcast, Saturday special. Hey, Easton Allen, thanks for a wonderful job as usual. You know,
thank you. I look forward to doing this every week.
Great. Thank you. I think that is it, but how do we do the...
Your source for news, sports, traffic, and weather. AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey.
You have to recognize that power is within you. And to answer your question, John, I've really just got to cut to the chase, really, and just basically state my... core premise in life, and that is just simply, it just goes to the heart of magic, the heart of alchemy, whatever words you want to describe for spiritual empowerment, really. And it's this idea, this truth, I believe, is that we actually are born into an illusion. We're born, we're hypnotized from childbirth into a false orientation, and it's an orientation based on conditioning, based on resolving our circumstances, perceptions of survival issues, and basically it's ultimately a perception that we don't have the power. That we aren't powerful. We just really forget who we are and the power that we have within us. And you know, then this doesn't really allow us to grow in life in a healthy way, be free, have our full passion and have sovereignty in our lives. And the thing is that it's what is available to us is to rise above this orientation and recognize that we are powerful beings, that we do have a natural ability, that we do have a creative spirit. And, you know, how do we turn this lead, as the alchemists called it, into gold? How do we take our power back? And that's why I said it's a really good question. And I think the answer to that is really just simply the process that I'm aware of is, you know, some people would say that you have to have belief and you've got to think positively. But I think I know a much more practical way. And it's just to begin practicing and establishing a practice of engaging your natural ability, your creative spirit. And so that by engaging that natural ability, by engaging the creative spirit, by engaging your own power, you begin developing awareness of it and confidence in it. And just simply... The best way to do that, that I know of, which, you know, I cover extensively, as you'd be aware, in my book, The Magician's Way, is to just begin, not as belief, but as a premise, as a almost like scientists do. They work with a working assumption about how things work, and they conduct their experiments accordingly. And we can say, we can establish premises, and this is what I encourage people to do, is just begin assuming some premises in your life, and the first premise to assume, the central premise really to assume, it, or to understand, is that our creative spirit is engaged by the question, what? Typically, we're very process-orientated, and whenever we think about something we'd like and we'd like to go for, or our approach to anything, we very quickly become involved in the process. And through that, actually, often become aware of our beliefs in the sense that we don't believe we can have it, we can't see the way to having it, we talk ourselves out of it, we cut down on the vision. But a really good practice to develop is just to have the ability to unconditionally understand or just know and admit to yourself what it is you want, so that whether you believe it's possible or not, you're communicating messages to yourself subconsciously that this is the what, the end result. This is what I want, not how I'm supposed to get it, anything like that, but this is what I want. And at the same time, allow that desire, that love of that end result, that passion for that end result to exist, to develop a practice of engendering that, of letting that vision, of letting your dreams, of letting your visions live so that they exist there and that are not suppressed. And that very function over time actually engages your creative spirit, so that resources begin being attracted, ideas begin occurring to you. In other words, by letting those end results exist without killing them by overthinking them, by trying to work it out, understand them too much, by just letting them exist and allowing dreams and visions and end results to exist untampered, unconsciously, subconsciously, a pathway begins being woven. Connections begin. I mean, that's a definition of creativity almost, I think. The establishment of connection between things. And so ways begin opening up. Synchronicities begin attracting themselves to you. Resources begin attracting themselves to you. You actually do start to experience a sense of magic. And it all starts with relaxing, allowing yourself to acknowledge what it is you really want without dismissing it. And suddenly the spirit does come to the fore. I can assure you that I have a vast experience of it in my own life ever since. And I've been learning about it and practicing it ever since I had this major breakthrough way back when I recovered from this mysterious illness. And I've watched it happen with countless people that I'm friends with, that I coach, that I teach, is that the magic begins introducing itself to you, and it becomes a conscious awareness, a conscious realization. And you do begin realizing that there is a power within you. It's not a positive thought. It's not a wishful thought. It's not a belief. It's a tangible, concrete reality that begins taking shape in your life, that then encourages you and compels you to learn more and advance more down this path. And it is the path of your power. And, you know, it doesn't have to take a long time, but I don't think that you're going to find it's an instantaneous thing. It's a learning curve. It's a learning orientation. But you know, it's the way to start. And once started, I find there are very few people who will ever look back and will ever want it any other way. If that makes sense.
Well, it does. Now, do you reach within, or do you reach for something external? I mean, because it sounds to me that this has nothing to do with anyone's, I'm just making up expressions on the fly here, but whatever one's religious orientation might be, does not seem to have anything to do with this. So this is not like, some of the shamans burn saffron, and there are various other things that are employed in trying to conjure a magical response on an external basis. So when you speak of this, developing or recovering your power, do you seek it within yourself, or do you reach out to an external higher power to bring it to you?
Oh, I do see what you mean. And I also do want to engage with something that you said then and confirm that this is not a contradiction of any faith or religion. It is outside of faith or religion, just in the same way I would say that gravity is in the outside of the domain of religion. It's not in contradiction of any spiritual or religious belief. It's just a functional approach to life, just a functional way of approaching life in which we just use our faculties in the most powerful and effective way that we can. But now to the question of is it an inner strength or is it an outer strength, or are you going in or are you going out, or are you reaching to a higher power? The thing about let's call it magic is that in this orientation, in this premise, it doesn't help to really try and understand whether it's inside of yourself or outside of yourself. It's almost like that's going to then just be another belief and process.
Excellent. Let's stop right there because it's going to be stopped for us. Hold your thought tightly because we all want to hear the rest of it. We're talking with William Whitecloud, author of The Magician's Way, on Coast to Coast AM. We shall return.
Don't be stupid with your skin. It's the only skin you're in. Know what's good and bad to do. Find the right and wrong for you. It's time you learn what it's about. From a tanning bed, they can turn your skin beet red. Wrinkles come from the UV light, and age spots make you go fight for sight. With UV light, it gets worse. Skin cancer is a wicked curse. Don't be the one that's tanned dead. Use your brain, use your head. It's time you learn what it's about. 'Cause indoor tanning out. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call Andy or Phyllis Anderson at 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
You're listening to KSCO Santa Cruz, a Zwirling Broadcasting Station.
CNN Radio, I'm Rick Vincent. Whitney Houston will be buried later today in a ceremony. 1 week after she was found dead in a Beverly Hills hotel room, friends and family gathered yesterday to say goodbye. Journalist Chris Knowles has more service where people celebrated her life and love of music.
1,500 friends and relatives of Whitney Houston gathered for a final farewell at the church where she sang as a child.
So what I know about her is that she loved the Lord. And if there was a grace that carried her all the way through, if same grace that carried her home.
Tyler Perry celebrated Houston's faith, while her The Bodyguard co-star Kevin Costner spoke of Houston's courage when she wasn't sure she was good enough for the film.
I held her hand and told her that she looked beautiful. I told her that I would be with her every step of the way.
I'm Chris Knowles in Newark, New Jersey.
On Wednesday, a jury in Charlottesville, Virginia will begin deliberations in the murder case against George Hughley, the former University of Virginia lacrosse player accused of killing his former girlfriend, Yardley Love, in 2010 in a jealous rage. Closing arguments were held yesterday afternoon. Reporter Katie Beck of CNN affiliate WTVR says defense attorney Francis Lawrence insisted his client did not plan to kill.
He said the prosecution has proved no intent to kill, that George Hughley's actions were stupid, unthoughtful and drunk, but not calculated and not intent to kill Love. Now, he says the surprise on the police tape with Hughley is genuine, and he encourages jurors to watch and rewatch that as they go through their deliberations.
Hughley faces six charges, including first-degree murder. Elizabeth Smart, the Utah woman abducted as a teen and held captive for months, was married over the weekend in Hawaii. She plans to have the honeymoon at an undisclosed location. And rebel leaders report a doubling of army tanks in some areas of Syria. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Presidential memorabilia lovers have been a pretty active bunch over the past year.
Ourselves and a lot of other political memorabilia dealers that we speak with have seen increases of 20 to 30% in sales.
Steve Ferber is one of the owners of Lori Ferber Collectibles.
And when it comes to the number of people asking for appraisals, a staggering increase. It's got to be at least tenfold.
Ferber says some need to sell their items due to tough times, while others see presidential memorabilia as a good investment. And which presidents are the most popular?
John F. Kennedy items are still at the top of the list of interest of collectors, probably followed by Ronald Reagan, and then perhaps by, I'd say, Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Roosevelt.
Ferber says memorabilia prices can range from 99 cents to thousands of dollars. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge... swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil smog king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Smog, garbage, sewers, car exhaust. Today's world puts our sense of smell on overload. Luckily, there are places we can go to refocus our senses. Our national wildlife refuges. When you visit, your nose will instantly recognize the purity of nature. Bask in the aromatic scent of the black pine trees blowing in the wind. Detect the sweet fragrance of primroses, wild violets, and blue sage. Smell the fresh salt water in the air as waves crash into rocky shoals. When you smell these things, you're smelling the world the way we found it. With over 500 refuges across America, you don't have to go far to make a special connection with nature. Learn more at fws.gov/refuges. That's fws.gov/refuges.